The South Dakota House of Representatives is passing a ban on commercial surrogacy, but an amendment to the bill directs the legislature to study the industry over the summer. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
If passed, the bill voids commercial surrogacy contracts after July 1st of this year. Elizabeth Waltich attended the debate on the House floor in the state capitol. She's the mother of a daughter through surrogacy. She says the commercial and consensual relationship between her family and the carrier gave her a daughter.
It was very important to not only me and my husband to use legal representation as well as agency input so that we could go forward having the best outcome for our gestational carrier, for my husband and I, and absolutely for the child that we've been praying for. Currently, because Bill 1096 is going into effect July 1st, of this year, 2020, I currently have one baby who I currently don't know how to give life to.
If passed, Republican Representative John Hansen says families seeking a surrogacy arrangement can still use an altruistic surrogate. He says the custody of human beings should never be determined by a contract.
In the bill, we intentionally aren't discussing altruistic surrogacy. We're only talking about commercial surrogacy. Those individuals who'd like to go forward with an altruistic surrogacy, the adoption code is open to those people today. That's a regulatory structure that's long been in place here in South Dakota, and they should be able to use our adoption code to facilitate that agreement.
Hansen says he's open to the legislature discussing the topic over the summer. Dakota Surrogacy is a commercial surrogacy group out of Sioux Falls. They say they want to see the industry regulated and hope to provide input on that regulation. The bill now moves to the Senate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.